our country has been under a system of government that is totally unaccountable to the people and to their representative institutions. The institutions of accountability, like parliament, like the judiciary, like the free press, have not been strong and effective in countering a governmental abuse of power. The country needs to move in new directions, and I believe I am the person who can take it forward from where it is now.
Mr. Lissu, I did an interview with a spokesperson for the ruling party, and he told me emphatically that President John Magufuli deserves another 5 years because he undertook several development projects during his first 5 years in office and wants to do more for Tanzanians. Your response?
It is true that the president has overseen construction of a number of infrastructure projects. But what we want is a government that will respect people's rights and freedoms. What we want is a government that will ensure that development projects, infrastructure projects, are of any meaning to the ordinary folks. What Magufuli is doing is constructing these expensive white elephants under conditions which are totally opaque. There is no accountability. There is no transparency about the projects, about their costs, about anything.
President John Magufuli has assured Tanzanians that his government will make sure that the election is free and fair. Do you think the October elections will be free and fair?
President Magufuli cannot be trusted, and I don't trust him, and my party does not trust him. Our National Electoral Commission has never been really independent of the president, and therefore I do not expect this year's general elections to be free, fair, or credible. But all we are asking for, all we are demanding for, in fact, is that we are allowed simply to compete.
Mr. Lissu, a court has summoned you and your sureties to appear on September 14 for what the court calls, writing, seditious news contrary to the Tanzania Newspaper Act of 2002. What do you make of this summer and the charges, and will you appear in court?
I will appear. I have always stated that I will not run away from these cases, even though I know they are completely groundless. I know they are completely spurious. They are meant to intimidate me, but I don't get intimidated by these types of cheap tactics. So I will appear in court on a date that will be suitable. We are in the midst of the most consequential general elections in our entire history, and I am a candidate. And if I am a candidate in this election, if I'm a nominee of the National Electoral Commission at the end of this month, we will have to discuss with my lawyers and the court to see the best way for me to be able to attend court, at the same time discharge my responsibilities as a candidate for the highest office in the land.